It is the afternoon cruise. We are welcoming Ernest B. Song from Walker West back into the building. He's celebrating a new season of the Rondo Community Music Series. They get things started this Saturday with a show at Walker West featuring the Selby Ave Jazz Band with Thomasina Petras joining on vocals. Now, this series is not just begin and end on Saturday. It runs through May, two performances a month. Artists like Kavyesh Kavaraj, Katia Cardenas, Kevin Washington, and Raw Spirit, and more. Ernest, congratulations on what looks like another great season of the Rondo Music Series.
Thank you, Sean.
So, Ernest, you're a busy man. You teach, you play violin beautifully, you're active all around town and beyond, but you seem to have a real penchant for putting this thing together because, oh, sorry, there's a little bit of organ in your headphones. You seem to have a real penchant for delivering this and putting it on. You can tell when somebody's just doing something because their boss told them to, and you can tell when somebody's doing something because they love it. You love this Rondo Music Series. What do you love about it?
Absolutely. Just the fact that we're able to get all these great musicians together on the same bill and have them, you know, just bring great music to the stage. I think that's like just exhilarating for me. And then seeing how it all, you know, just starts off with all the little bits and pieces and then just comes together and blossoms into this whole new thing. Just that, you know, that's what gets me going with the series.
And now this time, it's not just pure performances. You guys are also having some panels and things like this on some pretty impressive topics. Gospel and the Black Choral Experience in the Twin Cities and music as social justice, just to name a couple. Now, you talk about the rush of seeing people on stage. There's also a rush when you see people in a Zoom room or when you see people sitting down and talking about topics that often get glossed over. So what made you want to add panels to this series as well?
Absolutely. So I think it's important to bring some context to the music that we play in the series. And this year, we're actually expanding the musical offerings that we're bringing. There's classical with Trio Zinnia and a few other groups. But more importantly, though, regarding the panel discussions, I think, you know, just bringing these topics that are like, you know, overarching to the fore, I think is a big deal. But the first one we have, for example, is titled Cultural Spaces and the Construction of Music Making. How music schools foster community. I think that's a big deal because, you know, in November, probably start of December, we'll be moving to the new building. And so we're using, you know, that as a vehicle for bringing people on board to see the work that we're doing and to check out the new space and all that good stuff. And so I figured that would be a good, you know, way to, you know, bring community into the building to see the work that we're doing. And, you know, we have a few other topics. The second one is just social justice centered, and the topic is Things Are Being Said, Listen, Music as Social Justice. And we specifically have that one happening on Martin Luther King's birthday, which is January the 15th. And so we feel like these topics are relevant to the community and, you know, work well with the music, just like, you know, wine and cheese, you know, things that pair well.
Wine, like cheese, things. Social justice, you know, do you want a soft social justice or a hard social justice? You know? Do you eat the rind? we kid, but frankly, the work that Walker West has done since their inception has been not only impressive to me on the outside, impressive to me on the inside. I'm somebody who came up playing in the Walker West Jazz Ensemble, took lessons in high school, took lessons as an adult as well. And it's a school that really does try to create those spaces. And I want to ask you a question about the space you're creating with the Rondo Music Series. This is a series of concerts that seems to be focused on accessibility because it's a thing where you can enjoy it from your home. If you want to stream, maybe you're still not going out. Maybe your health is such that you're not able to go out. Maybe you live in Chicago and you can't come to a concert in St. Paul. On top of that, these are shows where you're able to attend without paying a cover charge, right? This is something where the community can walk in, and this is in the Rondo community. What was important to you about making sure that this series stays accessible?
Absolutely. We have a few funders who like keep the series going, and that's, you know, very helpful for something like this because, trust me, it costs a lot to put these concerts on. The Harlem Boss Foundation, for example, is one of our very, you know, generous funders with these series. And so, you know, that keeps this going, and that, you know, puts this open and makes it free to the public so that they can, you know, check out the series and, you know, just come through. And we actually even have like a charcuterie board that they can pick from.
There is,
and,
cheese, know, at the social justice meeting.
Absolutely. So there is cheese, you know, that found its way back into the conversation. But yeah, that's really the goal, you know, access for everyone in the community and beyond. And you don't even have to live here in Minnesota to access the concerts. We live stream them via Crowdcast. We only ask that you sign up on the website for each concert so that, you know, you reserve a spot and you're good to go.
We're going to do traffic. We're going to do the live music calendar. We're going to talk a little bit more. When folks want to learn more about this concert series, what is the right spot for them to go to learn more?
Absolutely. So the Walker West website has a page that's dedicated to the Rondo Community Music Series. You can go on there, see all the artists that will be performing, see the dates. You can RSVP on there. The website is www.walkerwest.org/calendar/RCMS.
We got the three W's. It's 2024. We all right, let's get that live music calendar going and a little traffic, and then we'll keep on talking. Actually, we'll listen to Thomasina Petras, who's playing on Saturday. Then we'll keep on talking with our man, Ernest B. Song.
What's wrong with me?
Thomasina Petras on vocals, and she's going to be gracing the stage of Walker West to kick off the Rondo Community Music Series, which is getting ready for another season starting on Saturday, running through May, with some great artists in the schedule like Kavyesh Kavaraj, Katia Cardenas, Kevin Washington, and Raw Spirit, and more. And the organizer of the Rondo Community Music Series, Ernest B. Song, is with me here in the studio. Ernest, when I hear Thomasina's voice, I just get excited about seeing that performance on Saturday. What are you looking forward to about the very first concert in this music series?
Oh, absolutely. So one of the things I'm looking forward to is just, you know, first off, seeing old faces who are regulars with the series, and then also checking out, you know, new friends who will be checking out the series.
Now, as an organizer, what's the one on the schedule where you go, oh man, I can't wait for this night. I'm looking forward to, maybe it's Kavyesh Kavaraj, maybe it's Kevin Washington, maybe it's the classical ensemble you were talking about. But what's the one you kind of got, you know, I'm asking you to play favorites. What's the one you got circled in your mental calendar?
That's a tough one, because, I mean, this year, all the acts that we have lined up are just
so diplomatic.
They bring their own special thing that I, you know, just constantly look forward to in the series. And so, yeah, if you want to find out, come to the concert. Maybe I'll tell you there.
The Rondo Community Music Series. I've been chatting with our man, Ernest B. Song, who's a very talented violin player. In fact, I hope you can come on again to talk about violin at some point. Didier Lockwood, right?
Oh, yes. You remember.
We didn't have any of that in our system, my man. Ooh. And now I got a tune in there and people love it. It sounds really great. Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask an off-topic question, not talking about the Rondo Community Music Series. When you are sound checking at a show and you're playing violin and they just go, all right, violin, play something. What's like the first thing you just touch on your instrument when you just, it doesn't matter what you play, you just got to play something so the sound person can get everything dialed up right.
Oh man, you know your musicians well. You always know that we have that one go-to thing that we do. I personally have gone through a few different phases to where in the beginning it was like scales, you know, and then I got a little bit more fancy, and then I do like, you know, triad pairs and stuff. Now I'm more into like melodic cells and those kinds of ideas for jazz improv. So that's my go-to thing that I do now. So if you catch me at a concert doing a sound check or whatever, you just might hear me play some melodic cells.
I dig it. Now, Ernest, you get on the stage for one of these concerts. What day is your concert?
Absolutely. So my concert is in February of next year.
Okay.
February the 1st.
Gotcha.
I'll be premiering a new group of musicians that I'll be playing with.
Oh, cool. Do you know who it is yet, or are you still sort of ironing out the details?
Oh, I know the cats, and trust me, just, yeah, it'll be flaming.
I love it. We've been talking with Ernest B. Song. He's hosting, or not, he's running the Rondo Community Music Series, and this is an event that's accessible no matter where you are on planet Earth, and it's also accessible regardless of what's in your pocket, because it's, you're able to go in there and enjoy the concerts. Are you guys going to be moving locations, like starting on Selby Ave and then moving to the Marshall Ave location?
That's correct. So we'll have the first four concerts of the series at our current location, and then at the top of the new year, we start off in the new building, 650 Marshall, with Solomon Parham and his group, the Solomon Sessions.
Man, and very cool that a lot of the folks leading these concerts are also instructors at Walker West. We're going to get just a little taste of the Selby Strut from the Selby Avenue Brass Band. They're part of the proceedings on the very first night of the Rondo Music Series, which is this Saturday. Ernest, I know you navigated really difficult traffic to get here and had to move some violin lessons around, so thank you so much for coming to Jazz 88 to chat, and good luck with this series. Thank you for what you do for this community and bringing this series to the Rondo area.
Thank you, Sean. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Likewise, my man. Here is the Selby Avenue Brass Band.